there. Thank you so much for watching today with Marilyn and Sarah. We are thrilled to get time with you and that you're spending time with us. And I want to give a special shout out to our partners. Oh my goodness, partners, you are fantastic. You help us cover the earth with the word. We could not do what we do without you. We pray for you. We pray that God blesses you, encourages you, provides miracles and all kinds of things, that God shows up big time in your life. And I just want to encourage you as well with a testimony from Helen. This is really cool because it will encourage your faith that as you watch this interview, God can do miracles. So Helen was watching one of the interviews that we did, and there was a gentleman on who was giving his testimony. And while I was watching, she was healed of back, knees, and sciatica pain. How cool is that?
Awesome.
That's fantastic. So you might be watching right now and maybe you have a need for healing, or maybe you're watching and you have a financial need in your life. Maybe there's some relationship, family issues. We want to pray for you that God answers those needs and provides intervention, divine involvement in those areas. Hop on the phone, get on the website. And Mom, we have a special guest today.
We do.
We really like him. And his name, tell us his name.
Chuck Perry.
Nice.
And he has a book, Alignment, Live a Life of Miracles. I like this because I think this is what our expectancy should be at any age. Just expect miracles. And this will help feed your faith. So I really want you to have the book. It's important. But listen to the guest. Keep your heart open and be a person who believes in miracles at any age. You know, people say, well, I used to. No, we want to always have present tense miracles. This will help you with present tense miracles.
In parts of Asia, babies and toddlers growing up in the sex industry do not have safe childhoods. Instead, they are left on the streets, abused and neglected while their mothers work. They have nowhere safe to go. You can change this. Night Care provides a safe place for these babies and toddlers where they are loved and cared for. Every night at the center, they are given a nutritious meal, toys to play with, and a safe place to sleep. Help us provide safe childhoods for these babies and toddlers. Help us protect babies and toddlers from the horrors of the sex industry. $38 protects one baby for 1 month. Donate now by calling 800-627-1995.
Hey there, thank you so much for joining today with Marilyn and Sarah. I am stoked to introduce to you one of my newfound favorite friends, because I always tell you they're my favorite, but this guy's a new dude, and I think he's amazing, and I want to introduce him to you, Chuck Perry. Thank you so much.
Hi, Sarah.
Thank you. And not everybody is familiar with you, so can you give us like a little bit of a biography, and then we'll jump into some cool stuff about healing.
All right. I'm from Colorado. I was in the mountains of Colorado. I first met Jesus, and I ended up pastoring two different churches in Colorado over a period of 20 years. I now, for the past 12 years, have been in Redding, California, and I'm the director of the Bethel Healing Rooms.
Ooh, Beth, that sounds exciting.
It is exciting. We get to see God heal.
Yeah, and God actually does do that.
Oh, my. He does, just like he says he would.
Right? And you might be watching right now, and you need healing. Or if you know somebody that needs healing, please hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you that God will bring healing into your life. And when you do, grab your copy of Chuck's book, Alignment, Live a Life of Miracles. This book will stir your faith that God does the impossible, and specifically on healing stuff. I was reading there's a chapter called the elevator tales, chapter 8. And that was really interesting to me because I was like, what the heck does elevator have to do with healing? So what is that?
Okay. So, we found that healing is easy because God does it. It's only difficult if it's all about us, but sometimes people, it's hard for them to receive. And the gifts of God you have to receive. And sometimes they're, the things they've learned, the things they believe about themselves, believe about God, hinder their ability to receive from God. And so sometimes we do what we call prophetic acts. And they're just these funny little things that get them out of their intellectual control and cause them not to know what's happening. And when they don't know what's happening, God comes, boom, he comes in and heals. Mm. And so we've had so many experiences of many kinds of prophetic acts. And the elevator is one that we've used a bunch of times, not as a formula, but just it comes up from time to time. The pain elevator is one where we had a young man who'd injured his knee, and it, you know, was in great pain, and we prayed for it. Nothing seemed to happen. And I said, hey, just step in my pain elevator and tell me what floor your pain's on, with the 10th floor being the most pain, you know, first floor is the least. And he goes, oh, I'm on the 9th floor. I said, what floor would you like to be on? He goes, the basement. I said, okay, well, you're in the elevator. Just push the button for basement and down we go. And, you know, he's kind of thinking, this is really weird. But the moment he engages with it, he's stepped into, you know, a miracle, ready to happen. And so he pushes basement, and I just go, we're going down. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, basement. Ding! Well, step on out of the elevator, and he'll step out. Nothing's happened in the time in the elevator. He steps out, and he goes, no way, no way, how'd that happen? Yeah. And God heals him. And it's just because he got his attention off of his problem, and God's so ready to heal. Healing's a gift. It's not a work. It's not we have to do it right. We've got to obey all the right rules. It's a gift that Jesus bought. It's like we're helping somebody receive a present that Jesus bought. It's extravagantly paid for. And we just want to help them receive. But some people don't know how to receive. And so if you get them out of their intellectual control, focused on the problem, he just slips in and heals. It's a wonder. And so it has nothing to do with the technique. Actually, you might ask, where's elevators in the Bible?
Right.
Technique is not in the Bible. Healing is in the Bible. When Jesus told us to heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons, he never told us how, but he modeled it. But when he modeled it, he did it differently every time. And so it's all about a relationship with the healer and following him, just like Jesus said, I only do what I see the Father do. I only say what I hear him say. I just want to know, Holy Spirit, what are you doing and saying?
And I want to encourage you that you hop on the phone, get on the website. I would love to pray for you for healing, and grab your copy of Alignment, Live a Life of Miracles. And Chuck, what would you say to somebody who says, you know, I prayed for healing and I just haven't seen it happen? You know, what would you say in terms of coaching us on that?
Okay, well, this is what I teach all of our teams. We have 800 volunteers in the healing rooms that in Reading. We train them all. And the first thing we do is go, okay, we're going to stop and turn our attention to the one who lives inside of us. And just repeat this after me, Sarah. Say, oh, but you're here.
Oh, but you're here.
And sometimes we invite people, just close your eyes. Just think about that. Oh, but you're here. Because it's not a wish or a hope. It's what he said. I'm recognizing what you said is true, God. You said you put your Holy Spirit inside me. And if you're inside me, you know, what are you doing in there? And so all we're doing is we're honoring him by engaging in a truth that he said, you know, I put my Holy Spirit inside you. And so the moment we stop thinking about, you know, what I can't have or haven't seen or all the past, I just go, oh, but you're here. And I begin to just turn my attention and affections towards him in me, talk to him as if he's really close. And all of a sudden he becomes the major thing. You know, it says, magnify the Lord with me. It doesn't mean he's not big. It just means I'm looking at him under a magnifying glass and he gets bigger in my reality than my problem is. Yeah. And so the moment I turn my attention to him, and then when I recognize he's really here inside of me and all around me, the next question is, what are you doing and what are you saying? And say if you'd been prayed for 100 times and hadn't seen anything, many times, and this is so wrong, we try to get the person to do this or do that, repent of this sin, you have to forgive, you've got to do that. But what it's setting you up for is that if you jump through the right hoops and do it right, you'll get healed. But healing's not about us getting it right. Jesus got it right on the cross for us 2,000 years ago. And so, you know, I'm not trying to make you do anything, just recognize his presence. And then what are you saying and what are you doing? And if you haven't received healing, I'm going to ask him, hey, what are you saying about Sarah? What are you doing in her life right now? What do you want? How can I partner with you? And it takes it out of our mind of what you think you need and you want to see it happen. He might say something completely different. We had a woman who had 20 years of migraine headaches. I mean, that's horrible.
Oh, yeah.
You know, 20 years of that. And she'd been prayed for, nothing had happened. And so I said, okay, I'm just going to pray for you. And I just released God's presence. And then I said, what are you experiencing that's different right now? Because I don't want to say, how's your pain? Because they'll connect with pain.
Right.
And so she goes, well, my feet are tingling. And I go, oh, tingling feet, that's awesome. And she doesn't get it because she's still got a headache.
Exactly.
I go, no, he's starting at the bottom and working his way up. And as soon as she put her attention on her tingling feet, she went, my legs are starting to tingle. Wow. Whoa, my knees, my hips. Whoa, my whole body is tingling. Oh, it's my whole head is tingling. And he tingled those migraines right out the top of her head and all the pain left.
Wow.
But see, we partnered with him on what he wanted to do, not on what she wanted to have happen.
Yeah.
And I mean, sometimes we just say, be healed, and boom, they get healed. I love it.
Yeah.
But sometimes either I or you or any of us have an agenda, and God just wants to bypass that and heal. And so we need to connect with him and find out, what are you saying and doing right now that we can partner with?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, I only do what I see the Father do.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do what I see the Holy Spirit do.
Yeah. Yeah. I love mm-hmm. that. And you might be watching right now. Maybe you struggle with migraines. Mm-hmm. Man, I would encourage you, hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray with for you. And additionally, grab your copy of Alignment, Live a Life of Miracles. This book will encourage your faith. And I love it because you will see some ways and some different methods and some ways that God heals and does these miracles that I think will encourage you that, hey, nothing is impossible. And God does things in very, very creative ways. Grab your copy today.
What would happen if we truly believed Jesus' promise that we will do the same things he did during his earthly ministry? And what does it take for us to live in that naturally supernatural way? For your gift of $35 or more, we will send you Alignment, Live a Life of Miracles by Chuck Perry. From this empowering book, you will have your eyes opened to see the abundance of heaven within and around you. Break free of the lies of lack and limitation that have kept you powerless. Learn how to minister more powerfully to those in need around you, and more. We will also include the Hey God, Can We Talk book, Mindset for Miracles CD teaching, and our Miracles Scripture card. For your gift of $65 or more, we will also send you the hardcover Spirit-Filled Life Bible. This Bible will fill you with wisdom and serve as your most powerful weapon in the battle against the powers of darkness. Call or click today.
Are you tired? Are you broken? Do you feel far from God? God says that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. I want you to call out to God today. God loves you. He is listening. He is a God of love and a God of life.
Marilyn and Sarah have been covering the earth with the word on television for over 50 years. But television isn't the only way their ministry can be viewed. Today, with Marilyn and Sarah can be seen on platforms such as YouTube, Roku, Fire TV, as well as podcasts on iTunes and Google. It's easier than ever to be encouraged with God's work at home, work, or on the go. You can replay any program at any time. Tune in and be blessed.
Hey, I'm so excited. We're continuing our interview with Chuck Perry. And if you haven't gotten your book yet, of course, you could get multiple copies. This would be great for like a book club, a Sunday school group, all that. I mean, really, really cool. And when you read this, the stories in here, as well as biblical principles, massively helpful, massively. And some of the stuff, like it's a light bulb, bing, oh, yeah. So make sure you grab a couple of copies, give them to your friends. They will stay your friends and maybe get closer for such a phenomenal gift. And Chuck, one of the chapters, chapter four in here, you talk about going to, and I laughed when I was reading it. I was like, oh my gosh, this is New Age camp, right? And so Colorado sometimes has some of that New Age stuff. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about that experience, because that was really powerful.
So actually, for 20 years, my wife and I led teams to pagan festivals.
Burning Man?
Not to Burning Man. You have to pay a lot of money to get in there, but to rainbow gatherings, which is, it's the rainbow family of living light, and 20,000 people gather in the national forest every summer before the 4th of July, and up to 2 weeks. And we would go and take, we started with just seven of us, but then we ended up leading people to Jesus every year, and the camp grew, and we ended up with about 150 people in our camp. And we'd go, and people camp out for like up to 2 weeks in about 5 square miles of forest, in national forests all over the U.S. in different places. And we'd go and make about an acre of a camp. We'd walk it off. We'd declare the kingdom of heaven right there. And it became an open heaven. And we went to just be the body of Christ at these rainbow gatherings, at these festivals. And people would come into our camp and they go, what is this place? The voices have stopped in my head. Wow. Or they go, oh, I feel safe here. Who are you? And we also cooked meals and we fed thousands of people. And we would, because we're from Colorado, we would have elk and wild boar and, you know, just all kinds of different game. And so we would do elk steak fajitas for 400 people. A lot of camps had rice and beans. And so when we would come out with a great meal, everybody would, just word would spread, elk steak fajitas at the Bread of Life. And they'd queue up, you know, like a quarter mile long, this line.
Wow.
And we would have a worship team and music and this camp in the woods. It's like building a Robinson Crusoe fort in the woods. I love that part. And so, you know, we do it with cleanliness, with hygiene, you know, the cleanest kitchen, the best latrines, toilets, everything. We just want to have everything done with excellence.
Yeah.
So we have these incredible meals and people come up. But there are always more people than we have food. And so I'll have a 20-gallon pot of elk steak fajitas, and I'll be scooping it out, and the spoon is scraping the bottom of the pot.
Yeah.
And I'll go, you know, this thought will come in my head, I should give smaller helpings and make it go further. And then I go, no, my God's a God of abundance.
Yeah.
And so I'll put the lid partly over the pot, so I don't look in the lack and limitation in there. And I'll scoop out for an hour, scraping every scoop until everyone is fed, you know, and it just feeds and feeds. And then all the people are done and we look and there's no more food in the pot. And it would happen every day. It wasn't, you know, a one-time thing.
Wow.
And so we saw so many miracles. We just would love people. And people would come to us and they'd say, okay, we go to the mission in the city and they make us listen to the gospel and then they feed us. But you just love us. So tell us, what are you into? And it just opened the door and we got to share the gospel again and again. We saw healings, miraculous healings. We saw multiplication of water, food, everything. And mostly we saw people who think they've tried Christianity because they went to church or whatever. And it was a, you know, it was painful for them. There, it was legalism. It was, you know, hard. It was striving. And they were redefining the body of Christ to them by just showing them the love of God. So our job, instead of trying to witness, is we're going to love God, bring his presence, and love each other. So part of our job is, okay, how do we overcome offenses in the kitchen, love each other, champion each other at all of our things. No competition, just love, no arguing. And so, like every morning at 10, we'd have these open meetings where we'd deal with whatever issues came up. And all of these New Age people coming through can just hang out in our meetings. We'll worship, we'll do, you know, troubleshooting. How do you do brave communication? How do you overcome offense?
Right.
You know, all of these things. And the world is coming in and they're going, wow, you guys do community better than we do. You know, and yeah. So that's how we begin to woo people in. A lot of New Age people are, they think Christianity is judgmental. That's all it is. Mm-hmm. And so when they see that it's love and learning how to do community and really being Jesus people, they're drawn to it. Mm-hmm. And so we ended up leading more people to Jesus than trying to make them pray a prayer. We yeah. wooed them.
Because mm-hmm. the love mm-hmm. of God, the goodness of God yeah. leads us and yeah. draws us. And uh-huh. you might be watching right now and maybe you have a relative, a kid who's walked away from God. Maybe they're in the New Age. Maybe they just have been offended with Christianity for various reasons. And we would love to pray for that family member, for your kid. And so hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray that they would experience the genuine love of God. And when you do, grab your copy of Alignment, Live a Life of Miracles, because this book will encourage you and open your eyes to the ways, the variety of ways, infinite number of ways that God expresses love to us, both in provision, healing, bringing back prodigal kids, lots of ways that God draws us and expresses love to us. And so the other thing, Chuck, you talk about is healings, lots of healings. Mm-hmm. And that seems like a natural flow for you. Mm-hmm. Where do you think that started?
It initially started in the Word of God. Because when my wife and I in our 20s came to fall in love with Jesus and were discipled in the Word, the people who discipled us taught us that, you know, He heals and, you know, changes lives and does all this stuff. So we believed it. But then it also started through need. Our first daughter was born, and it looked like she was born blind. She was born. It was a miracle birth. We had her at home, the two of us in a little cabin I built with no running water or electricity.
Gave birth in there?
Uh-huh. It was a half hour of pain-free labor.
She's courageous. Oh, my goodness.
And God did a lot of miracles just in that. We just believed birth was normal, that God created us that way. And so we just had her, just the two of us, in this little cabin, and she was born perfectly, no pain, which was amazing. But we noticed over time that she didn't follow anything with her eyes. And so finally we went and we prayed all along, but we went and had her eyes checked, and it turned out she was born with complete cataracts over her eyes. And so, you know, we were pursuing God for healing because, I think we'd seen healings, but now we needed healing. And so, you know, we just went after everything. We read books on healings. We, you know, read all the greats of healings, you know, throughout the ages. And we had a group of people who prayed with us, the prayer meeting that first led us to salvation and baptized us in the Holy Spirit. They all prayed for healing, and we just went on a journey, and this ended up being a long-term journey for healing. It wasn't an instant thing, but it was progressive. Things kept happening, but it wasn't, instant complete right now healing. But we found in it, God kept pulling us into His heart. And so one of the greatest things in long-term healing, for many of you, you've been in a situation or a loved one is, and it's been a long time, we need to guard our hearts with all diligence. Out of it flow the issues of life. Mm-hmm. It tells us that in Proverbs chapter 4. But, you know, we need to do that. But our main job is to guard our inner world. Mm-hmm. And steward our relationship with God. Mm-hmm. Because when we get offended at God,
yeah,
then we cut it off.
It's true. True. And sometimes that healing can be progressive. And so I just encourage you today that God has healing for you. It can be instant and it can be progressive.
What would happen if we truly believed Jesus' promise that we will do the same things he did during his earthly ministry? And what does it take for us to live in that naturally supernatural way? For your gift of $35 or more, we will send you Alignment, Live a Life of Miracles by Chuck Perry. From this empowering book, you will have your eyes opened to see the abundance of heaven within and around you. Break free of the lies of lack and limitation that have kept you powerless. Learn how to minister more powerfully to those in need around you, and more. We will also include the Hey God, Can We Talk book, Mindset for Miracles CD teaching, and our Miracles Scripture card. For your gift of $65 or more, we will also send you the hardcover Spirit-Filled Life Bible. This Bible will fill you with wisdom and serve as your most powerful weapon in the battle against the powers of darkness. Call or click today.
I'm so excited that we have Chuck with us. And Chuck, would you pray for our audience today?
Yeah, I really feel to pray for mental conditions, depression, PTSD, bipolar, any situation that's affecting your mind and your thinking. Right now, I release the peace of God into minds in every room right now, for confusion to leave, for the lack of clarity to leave, for clarity and peace, that shalom of heaven coming into your minds right now, and everything changes. Connections are being made in your thought processing. Yep, it's a new day right now. The old is passed away. All things are becoming new. Yep, processing is happening. Connections are being made. His peace is coming into your brains right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the peace, the glorious peace that goes beyond understanding, that guards your minds and your hearts in Christ Jesus. Thank you, God. We bless you with that peace of heaven in your thoughts and your emotions right now.
Amen. I agree. Mm-hmm. As you were praying, I also felt like traumatic brain injuries, because sometimes those things can screw up your thought processes. Uh-huh. So we just love to pray for you. And we know that God answers prayer. Hop on the phone, get on the website. Mm-hmm. We know that God is completely bringing pervasive peace, shalom, into your heart, your emotions, mm-hmm. your soul, into your thought processes. God is absolutely healing you from the top mm-hmm. of your head down to the soles of your feet in Jesus' name.